This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So over the last 24 hours, we have gotten, like, headlines galore on COVID. So we'll try to kind of break it down and give you guys some of the updates, and I'll try to keep my commentary a little bit to a minimum so we can get to it all. First thing out the gate is some experts are asking us to not blame young people for the COVID spikes. Did you guys hear about that? Apparently, every time there's a spike in COVID cases, people are like, oh, it's young people having a party. It's always easy for us older folks to kind of blame the young ones. Well, the young ones are having parties and, you know, they're spreading it. Maybe they are. But apparently a group of scientists are saying, well, you stop doing that because the young people will be like, well, you know, screw you guys. If you guys are going to hate us anyway, up yours. So... So even if we think the young people are messing with it and screwing up our COVID progress, to not blame them, I guess, you know, we got to kind of kit and glove, right? Be kind of nice. Because the young people are going to get mad. I think it's hilarious. I'm sorry. Maybe it's because I'm really fatigued about all this. But, you know, really, if I'm sorry. I guess tell young people, you know what, it's not your fault, but maybe could you not have 100 people at your house getting drunk and kissing and spreading the virus. Okay, there's that. Okay, next, they are starting to investigate whether the coronavirus could have been man-made or could have been, they're investigating what the whistleblower said. Apparently there is a team that is going to look into it and investigate. I am sure, here we are 9 months later, that all the evidence of any sort of wrongdoing has already kind of been destroyed or blown up or set on fire. But there is going to be a team investigating to see if there is any truth to China manufacturing the virus, tinkering with the virus, letting free the virus. So whether that's going to be fruitful at all, or if we're going to get any sort of information that we could actually use a report on, is a whole other guess that I don't have, but at least somebody is going to be looking into it, okay? There's been a lot of discussion of kids with runny noses, okay? So kids are going back to school, they're going back to daycare in some settings, and the kids are going to start having the sniffles. Well, parents are completely freaked out right now because if their kid comes home with sniffles and their kid's not going to tolerate a really good, you know, rapid test or COVID test, now grown-ups and parents are going to have to be in isolation for 2 weeks at a time every time their kid comes home with sniffles. So some evidence is coming out saying not all sniffles are coronavirus. Well, duh. But the problem with coronavirus and COVID is if, you know, it could be a little baby virus, it could be, we just don't know. So much of COVID mimics so many other illnesses because you got the cough, you got the sneezing, you got the sore throat, you got the body aches, you got the fatigue, you got the sometimes diarrhea, nausea, headaches. So any sort of cold could look like COVID. So I think we're going to have to come up with an approach on what we do when our kids come home with sneezing and sniffles. That's kind of one of the reasons why so many school districts are still doing distance learning. You know, it's not that the parents wanted their kids home. Lord knows. Being the kids, we're getting on each other's nerves. Do the dishes. I don't want to do the dishes. Why don't you do the dishes, Mom? Gosh, my kids have gotten really, really gutsy now with the way they talk to me. You know, because, you know, they're home. And they're like, you know, what are they going to do? I go, you leave. And they go, I'm not leaving. You leave. You know, I'm like, yeah, you know what? I think I do want to leave, you know? I'm tired of seeing you in your underwear doing your online learning. But one of the reasons why many parents supported that is because the last thing they needed is it being public that the school had an outbreak, and now they have to be off work because their kid went to that school. So it's just easier for parents to be like, if their kid, you know, feels good or doesn't feel good, they could at least still go to work without publicly somebody thinking you have COVID. So it's a mess. So anyway, they're going to work on that. Dr. Fauci believes that we will have some sort of a vaccine by November and December. Okay. I think he played it safe, right? Because we have some people saying that we're going to have a vaccine before the election. Other people are saying we're going to have a vaccine by January. Others saying we're going to have a vaccine by third quarter 2021, right? So what is the easiest way to do it? Well, I think what he did is he did a mathematical equation, and I think Dr. Fauci said, you know what, let me just pick January or November, December. But realize, all these headlines could be true. Right? We might have an actual vaccine in a lab. We talked about this. That looks like it could work. We have all these companies already in their late stages. They might say, we got it. It doesn't necessarily mean it's out there. So if somebody says we have a vaccine, right, in our pharmaceutical company lab that is good to go, they're actually right. Then we technically have a vaccine. Doesn't mean we're using it, right? Same thing with January. If we're going to start vaccinating people by January, or Dr. Fauci thinks we will have vaccine capability by November, December, that means we will be able to vaccinate some people. It doesn't mean all people. In fact, a big question now is what happens to the poor countries? We're going to be, whoever designs the vaccine is going to feed their country first, of course, right? Yeah, and so, you know, they're making a vaccine, they're producing the vaccine, these countries are buying, they're pledging money, and then what happens to poor countries? And that are not developing the vaccine, and they have to sit and wait. Well, you know, some people say, well, you know, sorry, you lose. No, because if the poor countries don't get vaccine or virus control, it just spreads. So the next big debate is, how do we donate, and how many more doses do we need to produce? We have 328 million people. The flu shot, the COVID shot is going to have to be two shots. So which means we need about 650 million doses. I'm going to over, or 660 million. I want to overestimate because somebody always drops a vial, right? Or a refrigerator goes out. By the way, do we have enough refrigerator space? So if I were you, I would invest in refrigerators. I really would, because we're going to need storage space for all those vaccines. So we need companies to make, just for America, we're just one little country. Just for America, we're going to need about 660 million doses, all right? Who's making for all the other countries out there, right? So that's going to be an issue. So we're going to talk about that. They are looking at the lineage of the virus and where it originated, and they think it originated in bats and pangolins, like anteaters. We're going to talk about that. Sorry, I'm trying to get through all the headlines and all the updates. So where are we at right now? We're still in the same boat, right? Still have Europe about to go on lockdown. But Vegas is about to open the bars, so we're going to talk about that next. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one of the reasons why things have been pretty kind of volatile, right, and a lot of... I think the stock market was a little bit crazy and a lot of headlines have been crazy is because we kind of have a little bit of a roller coaster going on right now. So in parts of America, we've had mask fatigue, shutdown fatigue. We've had people completely devastated by the shutdown and they are just running on fumes. And I keep bringing up that Die Hard 2 movie where the airplanes are going to land whether they have a runway or not, right? Or light on the runway. They're like, we just can't do this anymore. And so parts of America, more parts reopening back up. In the meantime, in Europe, I believe half of the European countries have had at least a 10% spike in cases, and Europe is now
thinking about going back on lockdown. In fact, there's already, I believe, thousands of people and businesses and stuff going back on lockdown. Israel going back on lockdown. So here we have country going back on lockdown, our country trying to open up. And so in Vegas, I live in Las Vegas, and so I believe up in Reno and Washoe County, they were able to open up bars recently this last week. And then in Las Vegas, long awaited, we're going to get to reopen up our bars Sunday night at, I believe, midnight. All right. And somebody said 10:59 p.m. or that'd be 11. But anyway, we get to open up Sunday night, not during Sunday night football, but we'll be ready for Monday night football. So I'm not exactly sure why it took Sunday. Maybe they wanted to give us one more weekend of maybe not spreading coronavirus. I'm not too sure. But the COVID-19 panel in Nevada has said that Las Vegas, right, the biggest cities, you know, in terms of our state, can reopen bars. So the question I have for you guys, okay, is should we reopen with the threat, and there will be a threat of reclosure? Is that better for business? Or should we not reopen and stay closed? Because whenever we do reopen and then have to close again, it's devastating as well. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, the reason why I bring that up is I'm for the bars reopening, okay? Companies lost major money during the Golden Knights. Our Golden Knights were in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and we didn't have any of the jubilations and celebrations, and even if we social distance, we didn't have viewing parties, and we didn't have it. And that just lost tons of venue. It also really affects, you know, people's our you know, support for the team. I mean, you know, some of us watch, but not everybody watched. So you had a lot of people that kind of disconnected from the whole hockey experience because it wasn't local. We really didn't do much local. And the Vegas Golden Knights is Vegas. I mean, we have a hockey team. We have a damn good hockey team. So after that cluster, my guess is the powers that be are going, wait a second, okay, the Raiders have a home game on Monday, you know, let's at least allow us to kind of gain some of that traction and gain, you know, some of that sort of revenue. However, on the flip side, we're having rallies, and it's a political season. And so there are some people kind of, you know, wondering if maybe it could be political in that, well, if, you know, Trump comes or Biden or whoever, and there's a rally and there's, you know, a spike in COVID cases, we could then blame the political candidate. And so, you know, unfortunately, with every decision, you just wonder how much politics are in play. If I had to guess what happened is, companies and businesses are like, we just can't do it anymore. Okay. Yeah, we were promised this was going to be over by June. It wasn't over by June. We're going to be going into October. We just can't do it anymore. Open us back up. However, while all this is going on, Europe has to re-lock down, right? And Israel's starting to re-lock down, and other countries are seeing spikes in cases. And we're coming into flu season. We're going to start coming into flu season and cough and cold season. So my question to you is it better to, shall we say, for Vegas, just open up, right? Let's just open up again, do social distancing, see whatever revenue we can make, and then if they force us to lock down again, we lock down. Or do we ride out the storm? Or do we stay closed down, hope that whatever spikes that are happening throughout the world don't affect us, and then reopen when we're good and ready? The 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know if it's my political beliefs or my, you know, kind of hesitancy on believing a lot of the numbers that we've had, but I believe, was it Nashville? When we saw emails circulating where city officials, and I think it was Nashville, I have to double check, were looking at the COVID numbers, and they had bar closures, and they were finding that the spike in cases didn't really have to do that much with the bars, and they were kind of contemplating releasing the information and decided, maybe not, you know, this is not for public consumption. I start to get very, very wary and, you know, suspicious and skeptical about, you know, the veracity of the numbers and the gain or the political gain behind some of the numbers. And so for me, and I hate to say this as a doctor, I'm kind of the idea of, since we aren't really getting a lot of the true story and we are seeing devastation of our we are seeing devastation of our economy, to reopen, have the social distancing guidelines, all right, you know, make sure, you know, masks in place and, you know, try not to have big crowds or whatever, but start reopening and then we take our chances. You know, as long as the hospitals aren't overwhelmed, as long as the ICUs aren't overwhelmed, as long as, you know, we're getting some, you know, truth in terms of what the true positivity rate is and not just positive cases, but how many cases are requiring hospitalization, I don't see the need to keep businesses closed. And I am begging for us to get accurate data on really how deadly this is, because we might not need to be really, you know, limiting 50% capacity or only allowing 50 people in a church or temple. That might have ended up, and it's a shame, because I think we're going to probably find out that we didn't have to be so strict and companies didn't have to die, and I think the lawsuits are going to be enormous. You know, professions that have been doing badly and the professions that have been doing okay. And apparently lawyers have been doing okay. Not the lawyers I've talked to. I mean, you know, less people driving, less car accidents, you know, maybe less lawsuits, less altercations. But no, I think the lawyers have been approached by tons of business owners, right? Tons of churches and temples and all that. I think the lawyers have been approached by so many businesses and they're like, yeah, we do have a case. And I think the lawyers are probably some of the busiest people right now, even busier than doctors. So I wouldn't be surprised. There's probably going to be class action lawsuits. I don't know. And again, I don't blame 100% any of the city officials or government officials, because if they're being told that hospitals are overwhelmed and they're being told that it's COVID, they can only do so much. But what if our hospitals were overwhelmed because it was also flu or because it was also heart disease? So I'm concerned as a doctor, because we're supposed to be coming into a twindemic soon, and the twindemic is supposed to be a COVID and a flu, right? Pandemic together. And so I think businesses should be allowed to make whatever money they can. I think it's going to be inevitable that cases are going to rise. I think us locking down, and this is just my opinion, I think us staying on lockdown and trying to keep our heads covered or our heads in the sand or, you know, bunkering down or hiding under a table, right, you know, for fear of earthquake or nuclear disaster or whatever, I think we have to keep on living. I think we have spent way too long, right, you know, avoiding weddings and funerals, and we've just stopped life. We've just you know, they were talking about birth rates, and if birth rates went up because people had more sex, in fact, now they're saying it's kind of different. In fact, they're saying stillborns have risen because we've had women who have been pregnant that aren't going to the doctor. I mean, when is that data coming out where all these people that have medical issues are not going to the doctor? I got a call from a patient in New York, hasn't seen a doctor in months for his blood pressure, has just been getting refills over the phone. I'm like, when has somebody checked your blood pressure? When has somebody checked your kidneys? When has somebody checked your eyes? You're on cholesterol medication. Has anybody checked your blood? And so when is that data going to come? So I'm going to be on the side, if I got to take this poll, and I know I'm a little biased, right, you know, because I'm a business owner and I am a doctor, but my vote is open at least parts of us up, let people start making some money again, let them, you know, avoid going into complete bankruptcy, and then just, you know, make sure that we get some accurate data on what our hospital is being filled up for. By the way, have we made any new hospital beds? Have we planned on any new hospital facilities? If I was a city official in the United States, I would be already having plan B, C, D on where we are going to put flu patients. Every winter, guys, we have people in the hallways. I mean, there's always people on gurneys in the hallway every winter for flu. That just, it just happens because flu overwhelms us. So do we have any extra plans on more hospital beds or ICU units or whatever? So that's my vote. 1-877-DOCSALLY, but I want to hear from you.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Final preparations are underway for the first presidential debate tomorrow night. President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will tangle in Cleveland. Fox News Sunday anchor Chris Wallace will moderate the debate.
I debated a lot 4 years ago, and if you look at the polls, those polls that come out, according to those polls, I won every debate, every single debate, in the primaries, and then when I debated Crooked Hillary, I won every debate. I mean, this isn't me saying, I felt I did.
The former Louisville officer facing charges in connection to the Breonna Taylor case is expected to be arraigned on Monday. Brett Hankison is being arraigned on charges of wanton endangerment for allegedly blindly firing into an apartment during the drug raid on Taylor's home. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. The fire danger remains high in California. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update.
California is facing more fire danger over the next 36 hours at least, with a red flag warning in effect for most of Northern California and parts of Southern Cal. A heat wave combined with low humidity and gusty winds increasing the risks for fires that could spread quickly. Over the weekend, two new fires broke out in Northern California. The Glass Fire and the Zog Fire both have burned thousands of acres already. It's been a record-setting season for wildfires in California, with over 3.7 million acres scorched.
A federal judge is blocking the Trump administration's attempt to ban TikTok downloads in the United States, giving the Chinese-owned app a short-term victory as it scrambles to ensure its future while being caught in the middle of a battle between the United States and China. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So whether your business gets to open or not, hopefully there's some relief measures, because if you're still stuck being closed or stuck being working at half capacity, you're bringing in no income. And I know some states and cities have certain grants that are out there where you could get $10,000 here, $10,000 there, and then a lot of people, if they're not within that county, they don't get it. And so they're kind of hoping on the federal government to be able to come up with something more than $10,000, because they're in trouble. And so the next stimulus package still has yet to be agreed upon. So there's a lot of debate on what's going to happen. Stimulus checks, unemployment benefits, etc. So CNBC.com does kind of predict that we are going to see unemployment benefits. They said that Trump said he would send jobless Americans a $400 weekly payment, but the states will have to come up with $100 of that expanded benefit. So people will get $300 a week through, unless the states chime in and give that extra $100. Montana, Kentucky, West Virginia will give the whole amount. So where that came from when we talked about that is if there are governors who are, let's say, keeping states still closed and people unemployed, now it causes them to have some skin in the game where then they have to spend more money on those unemployed. But if they open up businesses and allow people to work again, then they'll hopefully have less jobless benefits to pay. To qualify for the subsidy, you have to receive at least $100 a week in unemployment benefits from your state. And then beyond the federal boost, they said there's still supposed to be state unemployment benefits. So that's an extra boost. Remember, they were getting an extra $600 a week. This would now be an extra $400 a week. But the money has to still come from the state. So, when would workers get to see this money? We're not sure, but it would last, if it is passed, for 39 weeks or even longer. Stimulus checks. So there is supposed to be another round of stimulus checks. We don't know when. So Trump did make an executive action taken in August, but I don't think people got the money yet. Evictions are supposed to be still banned within this next stimulus package. That is a whole other debate, which we've talked about in terms of, well, you know, having people postpone their rent allows them to still live at home, but what is happening to the landlords? Well, the landlord relief is supposed to be in the form of, okay, well, if you have a government-backed mortgage, then you won't have to pay on your portion of the mortgage of that building or apartment complex. The problem is many landlords bought the property. Then this is basically their whole income, you know, living on the rent that their tenants pay. That's their job. A lot of people decided, you know what, when the housing market boomed in the Southwest, they'll buy a house. They paid it off. Now they can retire by collecting those extra, you know, $500 a month or whatever in rent that they're making, or $1,000 a month or whatever. So that's gone. So renters will have to sign a declaration form, give it to the landlords to make sure they're protected and to qualify. Individuals have to expect to earn less than $99,000 a year, or for couples, $198,000. So if you as a couple make close to $200,000, but not $200,000, you will be able to not get evicted. But it doesn't mean you don't owe on your rent. Tax cuts. So Trump had ordered a temporary cut to payroll taxes. The suspension of the 6.2 tax that employees pay is lasting till the end of the year. This applies to workers who earn more than $4,000 per paycheck, per biweekly paycheck. But they say employers are not likely to give their workers larger paychecks and will continue to withhold the money, I guess, because, and I'm not exactly sure what's going on here, because it's on the employee. The problem is if the employee doesn't turn around and pay the taxes, then they get penalties. So there's been some debate on whether those with the payroll cut are actually seeing it themselves, or did they have to negotiate that with their employer to make sure that happened. So that's been obviously a debate, and many employees wanted to take advantage of that because Donald Trump said if he does get reelected, then all that extra payroll tax that they were going to have to pay gets wiped out. If he doesn't win, there's that chance that they are going to have to then pay it in total by next spring. A break from student loans. Trump's executive order has granted people with federal student loans a pause from their bills until January, and interest will not accrue. So it's been a deferral. Nothing's wiped out, but it's been a deferment. People have been debating whether it's constitutional or not. I just, with everything going on, there's a lot of debate on what's constitutional or not. But there is a payment break through December 31st, 2020. And so if you do have student loans, you might want to kind of take advantage of that. So it what's happening with the Senate and the House, and where are they at? Well, CNET.com has a couple possible scenarios of what they think is going on. So the current cutoff date to pass the stimulus bill is November 3rd. Well, why? Because we have the election. And the Senate is scheduled to break till after the election, following its current session. Now, its current session ends October 9th, so we're talking in 3 weeks, which means the Senate needs to get a move on. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the final day a bill has to pass. The House is prepared to postpone the start of its next break. They do go on a lot of breaks, don't they? And the House, originally scheduled for October 2nd, might still stay in session until a deal is reached. They said if negotiators close in on a deal, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell could compel the Senate to stay in session as well or come back early to vote on a proposal. Now, if you do have any senators or congressmen say, no, we had a vacation planned. That's the one thing. A lot of people really, still don't have travel plans because we still have a lot of shutdowns in place and travel restrictions in place. So I'm sure they'll be able to get out of that. So the dates above that they have in terms of when the Senate could vote and the House could vote, the president would then sign the next day. I mean, the president would have to be on call, which I'm sure he would be, to sign. So if the Senate votes on the 30th and the House votes on the 1st, the president would sign on the 2nd. The latest possible scenario would be October 23rd, the Senate votes, House votes on the 26th, President signs on the 27th. So Steve Mnuchin had suggested that the IRS could potentially start sending checks before November 3rd, which is why this, for the Republicans, this can't just pass before November 2nd. They needed to pass at least a week before, so then the IRS could start sending out money. I mean, it's very, very political, and I know people are going, thank God there's an election coming up, because otherwise we wouldn't get our money. So they said after breaking down in August, formal talks have yet to restart. Apparently the White House hinted it could go up to $15 trillion. The Democrats have come down from their $1.5 trillion. Democrats wanted a $3 trillion package. The Republicans had supported a $650 billion package, and it was accused of being skinny. Now, another option is Congress might turn around and pass focused, smaller bills, which is something I'm for and I think a lot of Americans are for. Why are there these big, huge bills like Obamacare was with all this extra stuff thrown in that has nothing to do with what people want? You know, if the issues at play right now is what's going to happen with the stimulus checks, what's going to happen with unemployment, what's going to happen with, landlords and landlord relief and tenant relief from evictions, what's going to happen with student loans. That doesn't have to be a 2,000-page bill, so can they come up with something smaller? So Washington said what they might do is pass a series of smaller bills, and hopefully that would work. Unfortunately, Pelosi has opposed smaller deals and wants to pass a big comprehensive bill. Well, again, and unfortunately, if politics are at play, why, get something done that, Trump can then tout before the election. So the Senate tried to deliver immediate relief to America's Family, Schools, and Small Business Act, but didn't have enough votes. So, unfortunately, we might be left with a third alternative where just Washington just doesn't get anything done. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there.
and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Richard calling from Florida is on the line. Richard, how you doing, man? How's it going? Richard, you there? Oh, I think we lost him. Richard, can you hear us? Oh, we might have lost him. Let me know if you have him back. Okay, so apparently we are being told that the CDC has now switched its controversial guidance on coronavirus back to, nope, you could test
if you're asymptomatic. I tell you, this is, you really can't make this stuff up. So apparently the CDC has now changed its guidance, going back to if you do have a, shall we say, an exposure, and you believe that you were exposed and you were exposed to somebody who might have been COVID positive, rather than a few weeks ago, nah, you don't need to get tested. They're going back, nope, definitely get tested. So, you know, this whole year has been a cluster of back and forth, right, on how we're approaching masks, how we're approaching the lockdowns, how we're approaching, you know, any of these controversies, the numbers, et cetera. And seeing the CDC flip-flop is just par for the course. And I know you probably wouldn't have been expected this. And it's, you know, it's a shame that it's happening, but I'm beyond shocked anymore, you know, and now there's some finger pointing and there's a lot of blame on why the CDC flip-flopped. Apparently this controversial update that the CDC had said that it had was either pressured by the administration or whatever. Either way, guys, I would just say when it comes to being exposed, you know, use your best judgment, all right? If you want to isolate, isolate. If you want to get tested and talk to your doctor. If in doubt, talk to your doctor because I think your medical provider knows you more, knows the community more. And I think they also use a lot more common sense. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Richard's calling from Florida. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Can you hear me now, doctor?
I can hear you. I can hear you. Good. What's going on?
Well, I did want to comment on kind of this segment that you have in this half hour. And, you know, you were talking about the government doing something and this is going to happen. The Democrats are blocking Republicans. And the last thing you said before the break is you said it's unfortunate and maybe that nothing's going to get done. And I thought, actually, it's very fortunate because the government doing something, you know, when the COVID showed up and we said the government's got to do something. All they did was screw everything up. And then you just mentioned right before how the CDC was like, well, you know, maybe we were wrong and maybe it's not as bad as we thought it was going to be. How about we just, the government just stop doing stuff?
You know, I don't think you're half wrong on that. Whenever the government gets involved, it just messes up. They've messed up health care. They've messed up the economy. I agree with that, Richard. Thank you, man. Thank you for calling in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, case in point, we talk about the evictions and the eviction moratorium of tenants. On one end, you don't want to evict a family that can't pay. You don't want a family on the street. You don't want homelessness. But look at the problem that we are now going to see because of eviction moratoriums. And we are going to unfortunately see sequelae that acutely people might not buy it and be like, well, that's not as big a deal as people being homeless. And I get that. But we are going to have a housing market collapse like we've never seen because of eviction moratoriums. And he kind of makes a point. We need to be very, very thoughtful and meticulous about certain decisions we make. Otherwise, we're going to have the Obamacare fiasco. You know, I mean, you know, you have a small pond. You can't be throwing a big boulder into a small pond because those ripple effects are, you know, disastrous. And those ripple effects can unfortunately last for years, for decades. We will never recover from Obamacare. And I know a lot of you guys are fans of Obamacare. I'm not. I think Obamacare was one of the biggest disasters to our healthcare system. And everybody said, well, we needed it. We needed it. We didn't need that. We didn't need that. You know, so I'm a little bit more middle of the road. I think we do need some sort of government intervention, but being more libertarian than anything, I'd rather we have less government if possible. But what do you do when you have government closing people down? You know, when you have, you know, you need parts of the government on your side, because right now we have small businesses that are unfortunately just being pummeled by, you know, state officials and governors who are telling them they can't work. So when you have government interfere, now we're even more reliant on the governor or government. So I don't know how to go back in time, but unfortunately, I think we are going to need Washington to do something now because government got involved, which was a disaster. And now we need government to kind of help us fix it because we're not allowed to fix it on our own. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what's going on with this whole, you know, where did coronavirus come from? Well, scientists think they know where coronavirus originated, all right? months into the pandemic, people are still trying to figure out, was it a bat? Was it somebody eating a bat? Was it a lab error? Was it a lab leak? Was it an intentional assault on the elder population of China? All these theories are going out. And a group of scientists from the U.S., China, and Europe have compared mutation patterns of SARS-CoV-2, which is, you know, the virus caused COVID-19. And they've actually kind of created an evolutionary history of the related viruses. And they've discovered that the lineage responsible, yes, did come from bats. And a lot of us are like, well, no, duh. They've talked about that. So, but they also have said, they said collectively our analyses point to bats being the primary reservoir, while it is possible that pangolins or another hitherto undiscovered species, I've never used the word hitherto in any sentences or prose. They do. May, well, that's also why my articles don't, you know, pop up on the Fox News page, probably. Maybe I need to stick a couple hitherto's into my work. Anyway, they said, well, it is possible the pangolins or other hitherto undiscovered species may have acted as an intermediate host facilitating transmission to humans. Current evidence is consistent with the virus having evolved in bats, resulting in bat SARB coviruses that can replicate in the upper respiratory tract of both humans and pangolins. The novel coronavirus evolved from other bat viruses 40 to 70 years ago. They say the lineage giving rise to the SARS-CoV-2 has been circulating unnoticed in bats for decades. Now, this is a news release that was provided to Fox News, and the researchers said that the SARS-CoV-2 is similar genetically to the RATG13 coronavirus found in a sample of the Rhinolophus affinis horseshoe bat in 2013 in the Yunnan province, China, but it diverged from the RATG13 back, they say back, in 1969. So they say the ability to estimate divergence times after disentangling recombination histories is something we developed in this collaboration. Many lead to insights into the origins of many different viral pathogens. So basically what they did is when you, it's actually pretty easy to trace. I mean, it's not easy, but it doesn't take rocket scientists. When they see a pattern change of genetic and lineage and they see a change, you could kind of go back and go, oh, there we go. That's where it changed. That's where it diverged. Just like when you watch a game and your Monday morning quarterback, you're like, okay, there we go. Once that injury happened to the cornerback or the tight end, that's when things went wrong. So, you know, you can follow the patterns, and then you could go back. And so they said the novel coronavirus shares a trait with older members of its lineage. So they're not saying that this virus is what we saw in bats, per se, identically years ago. This is a new virus. This is new. It's a new strain. But they see where its daddy came from, all right, or its mommy came from, basically. So they say the novel coronavirus shares a trait with older members of its lineage regarding the receptor binding domain on the spike protein, which allows it to bind with human receptor cells. Its receptor binding motif, important for specificity to human ACE2 receptors, appears to be an ancestral trait shared with bat viruses, but not one acquired recently via recombination. So basically they're reinforcing that, yes, this did come from bats. It was able to transmit to humans, and is trying to come up with a timeline on when it happened. It's 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.